LAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Road conditions are deteriorating in the central U.S., a winter storm with a mix of snow, ice, and plunging temperatures. The Kansas City airport is back open after being closed because of an ice storm. Mayor Quinton Lucas.
Major winter storms are a thing that we have. It doesn't mean that we are unserious about them. It does mean that we're realistic and our city will reopen in the days ahead.
2 days of public viewing for the late President Jimmy Carter has started at the Carter Presidential Center in Atlanta, and an earlier service for library and museum employees and family members. Son Chip Carter mentioned the motorcade carrying the flag-covered casket.
There was a lot of love on the side of the road. Every overpass had people on it. It was amazing and gave you goosebumps.
The New Orleans Saints and the NFL announcing they will donate $1 million to the victims of the deadly New Year's Day truck ramming attack on Bourbon Street. This is ABC News. More real jobs handling something labeled artificial. ABC's Mike Dubusky.
Microsoft announced it plans to spend $80 billion in 2025 constructing data centers that can handle the growing demand for artificial intelligence workloads. Over half of those investments will take place in the U.S.
JetBlue is the first airline facing a major fine from the Transportation Department over chronically delayed flights. $2 million. ABC News business correspondent Alexis Christophorus.
This is the first time the DOT has fined an airline for chronic delays, and it puts the entire industry on alert. The agency says it has ongoing investigations into other unnamed airlines.
Half the money from the fine will be going to affected passengers. Hollywood's award season is starting at the Palm Springs, California Film Festival. Colman Domingo won an award. His recent film, Sing Sing, tells the story of men in that famous prison who find purpose acting in a theater group. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Hey there, this is Carrie Joy with today's Work Money Minute and a little bit of tough love about investing in collectibles. I'm going to say this as nicely as I can. Collectibles are just not good investments. Comic books, Beanie Babies, World War II memorabilia, American Girl doll stuff, they just don't math out as investments. Now, collecting as a hobby that brings you joy is perfectly fine if you can afford it. Just don't confuse the fun of the hunt with the potential for profits. And importantly, they are illiquid, meaning you can't turn it into cash in a pinch like you can with a real security like a stock. Now, I'm not saying you gotta stop collecting whatever you enjoy. Just make sure you're paying down your high interest debt like credit cards and saving for retirement. For more tips on saving more and spending less, search up Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the third hour of Max Inc. Radio, original local music from Wisconsin across the Civic Media Radio Network. We got a great hour of programming coming up. We'll tell you all about it in just a couple of minutes. But first, let's kick the hour off with a double dip of some good old rock and roll. The Coach Marshall Trio. The song is called The Reaper. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Gonna buy a new car. But the price ain't right. It'd be a damn sight cheaper. Start riding a bike. They're making milk out of powder. Got the babies crying. Rent's going up higher. Got the parents lying. Well, it's a real mother for ya. Makes you all around for good. That it's a real mother for you, yeah. Gonna go to a disco, dance your troubles away. Dance to the that the DJ plays. And when the lights come on, like you knew they would, you go home and face the music that don't sound too good. Lord, it's a real mother for you. Couple. And if you look, you will discover that it's a real mother for you, yeah.
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. That's the Kosh Marshall Trio, a double dip of them. That was a real mother for you. The Ripper before that. I love the name of that song.
And it fits. I mean, it is right? A jammer.
Absolutely. You can see
two great songs in a row.
Trio. They're going to be at the High Noon Saloon on Sunday, January 12th. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the third hour of Max Inc. Radio here on Civic Media. Original local music from Wisconsin. I'm Jimmy Kay here with Terry Barr and
Hello.
Rob Roberts.
It goes so fast, Jimmy. Mm.
It does. Hey, speaking of fast, coming up at 9 o'clock, yep. You're filling in for After Hours.
Yes, an extended hours of After Hours.
What do you got coming up, brother?
You know, in hour number one, we're going to do a little Valentine's Day tribute. Right? A couple shows that you can go see on Valentine's Day.
Nice.
You know, Jimmy's... They have a show out there. Panchromatic Steel is with them. So we're going to be playing a couple tunes from that. Also, in hour number two, it's all about Ice Dance, Chicken Wire Empire, People Brothers Band. They're up in Appleton, the 30th through the 1st. Of February. I can't believe we're talking about February.
February, right.
Hopefully winter goes fast that way.
I know, right? And then hour number three, Bluegrass Fest is at the Sylvie this year. So we'll be playing a bunch of tunes that you can see there. Mm-hmm. And it's very twangy, that last hour. yeah, Pertnier Sandstone, Horseshoes and Hand Grenades. That's in hour number three of the After Hour show.
The Wisconsin Fest. That are happening that the Majestic puts on every year in January. I always look forward to them. Mm-hmm. Good lineups. There's the Punk Fest. There's the Funk Fest.
Yes.
There's a Metal Fest as
well. Oh, they do have the Metal Fest.
That's at the High Noon Saloon. I know the Faith Hills have eyes are playing in that just off the top of my head. So it's pretty cool. You can get all the information about that at majesticmadison.com, I believe is their address. Next week here on Max Inc. Radio, first of all, next week is the Civic Media Holiday Party here in Madison. I hear there might be an open bar.
Oh, no.
I just made that up, by the way.
Okay, because I was going to say, I haven't heard that.
He's hoping
I'm
going to
start the rumor
bar.
Now that you said it.
Yeah, start the rumor. Open bar. Thanks, Sage.
If Max Inc. starts to slur, you'll know it was an open bar.
Anyway, I'll be in studio. I think I'm flying solo next week.
You poor thing.
We got, that's okay. I'm going to be well fed because we got Matt from Doughboys coming in.
Oh,
Doughboys
fun.
Madison. We're going to talk about pizza and his awesome menu that
you
he's really built up there.
You have bragged that up so much.
Yeah, it's really good stuff. So Doughboys Pizza, North Sherman Avenue here in Madison. Also, a brand new band out of, it's Fort Atkinson, but I always want to say Fort Ass-Kicking. Wisconsin,
if I could. Hyphenated.
Yeah. They're called Take Back the Sun. They're young. They're like high school kids, and they're rocking.
Do they do Rockonson? Or not yet, maybe?
I don't think they did. I have to ask them that. I'm not sure.
Or maybe they should this year.
Maybe they should,
okay. We're on to something.
We'll put the bug in there. Speaking of Rockonson, Dennis just emailed me this week, and that's gearing up for the 2025 season. Mm-hmm. If you're a garage band, what is the ages, Terry? From
high school.
High school.
Yeah. I think you can be in eighth grade, but then through senior year and possibly like right at graduation.
You could play Summerfest, the biggest gig around. You could play Summerfest, and that would be really cool.
Yes.
So that's coming up next week here on Max Inc. Radio. Terry, I believe you're going to have an interview with somebody. We're not going to tell you about that because it's so special.
So thank you. Because I'm working on it.
It's a secret.
Yes, thank you. I will go with that.
And of course, if you want to send us music, you can do that right now. Music@civicmedia.us. You know what I'm really excited about? It's Mama season.
Yes, here in Madison.
The Madison Area Music Association. Registration and nomination is open right now for the 2025 season. Mm. The deadline is January 31st, so we got a little bit of time. But not a lot of time,
It goes by so fast.
So if you're a fan of the local music scene here in Madison, and if you got a favorite artist that you really like or a favorite song, if you think someone is the best drummer in Madison, nominate them right now.
Do it right now.
At themamas.org. If you're in a band, There's no shame in nominating yourself.
Absolutely not.
You can do that. It's actually
and you might
encouraged.
Be the best out there, so why not?
Why not?
You might be the best.
There's so many categories that you can find the perfect category where you fit in.
And all the voting raises money for the kids.
Exactly.
Well, that's the best thing
win-win.
About it, Rob.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So they raise money to put musical instruments in the hands of kids.
Yep.
You know, it's all about supporting music education in the public schools, the private schools. You know, if a kid needs a violin, maybe somebody wants a guitar. Mm-hmm. The mamas are going to work to get that instrument for that kid so the kid can further their career in music. It's
they have
cool.
had some great donations lately, some folks that were willing and ready to let some guitars go. Also, they got an entire sound system for a middle school.
Yeah, that's
which
amazing.
Which is incredible. Because what do you do if you don't have that? Now you've got these showcase choirs and things that need that.
Yeah.
So it's great to see that it's working.
Plus, there's the off charity Mama Cares.
Yes.
Yep.
Robert J has organized a show. We'll tell you about that later in the month here. But basically, Mama Cares tries to pay musicians and artists from Madison money to cover out-of-pocket medical expenses that have come up. It's such a great thing. And, of course, the Clyde Stubblefield Scholarship Program, which helps further education and higher education for somebody in college or trade school or whatever the case is.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And you know what? The mamas need your money. Just like Michael told us earlier with Joey Song, to be frank, the mamas need your money. So you can make a tax-deductible donation. Mm-hmm. Check it with your accountant, your tax professional. But I think that if you make a donation tonight, it would be tax-deductible for your 2024 taxes, I think. Yeah. I'm not a tax man. Terry's looking at me like you're crazy.
Yeah,
that's okay.
I think you had to make the donation by the end of the year prior.
Doesn't matter. You
but
can take it off
still,
your 25.
Yes, exactly.
Year. Year.
Exactly.
And I have to tell you, when I moved to Madison and I was like, Mamas, and there's this guy named Jimmy K, and he's like, hey, can you help me out with this thing? It's called the Mamas. And, you got me tickets, and I sat in the audience, and I went, what is this?
Yeah.
Holy cow. All the shows from Mama Cares or the Mama shows or the pre-shows or the – it's just amazing. All the artists that come together in Madison, and it's a huge community, and it's raising money to feed the music community in the next generations. And I was just blown away by the production.
My goal would be to get more and I don't mean to say this in the wrong way, but regular people – that maybe don't know as much about the music scene as we hopefully do, but other people that are just kind of diving in and thinking, this sounds really cool, and I might get to meet some of the musicians and take in all that music.
Yeah.
So that's one of my goals, I think, is to just to really try to invite more people. Yeah. Come with us. Come join us.
Yeah, it's a great time.
Absolutely. And especially if you're a metal band, punk band, you should definitely get involved with the Mamas, too, because there's categories for you.
Absolutely.
And we would love to bring in. Make a donation. Get registered right now. You can go to themamas.org. themamas.org. All right, like I said, this band is going to be in studio with me for an interview next week. They're from Fort Atkinson, Wisconsin. They are called Take Back the Sun. Here's their latest song, Ubiquity. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. song is called Ubiquity. Let's take back the sun out of Fort Atkinson. Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. They'll be on the studio with me next week. Looking forward to meeting them. We're going to talk with Rocker. And we're also going to talk with Kevin Wilmot from the Gamma Ray in just a couple of minutes. Right now is Cat in a Hurricane.
Now you've had the time. Did you make some time to finally talk to someone?
Such a fun song, Cat and the Hurricane. Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. That's their latest song, Therapy.
So good.
So Cat and Benjamin, they're going to be playing at the Beer Rock on Madison's north side on Friday the 17th. Just the two of them, kind of, I guess, an acoustic. I'm sure they're going to play some Cat and Hurricane songs. And I think Cat has some, like, songs that she saves just for when she's dual with Benjamin or whatever like that. So, Cat and a Hurricane at Beer Rock on the 17th.
And I bet they jam out a little bit, too.
I know, they jam out.
I hope you're all so having a great evening. Jimmy K, Terry Barr, Rob Roberts. We're going to, in just a couple of minutes, we're going to use the last half hour of our show here to have a chat with Rocker to see how he's doing. And he's also going to tell a story. And kind of a special guest to join with Rocker on the phone, Kevin Wilmot from the Gamma Ray here in Madison is also going to join us on air. So that's just coming up in a couple of minutes. There was something else that I wanted to mention, but I don't know what that is. So we're just going to skip it.
Okay.
I do want to go over something I failed to do. I forgot to do sponsors last hour. So, and we got a bunch of great sponsors here at Max Inc. Radio supporting the local music in the Madison area and around the state of Wisconsin, especially the Aaron Weber Group, now powered by Compass. You can buy or sell your next home right now at movetomadison.com. Thanks to Carbon 4 Brewing here in Madison's. They're on the east side. They got the tap room. They got great creations. Of course, they got great beer. You can stop by and see them today or check out their happenings at carbon4.com. Doughboys Pizza. If you want a pizza pie in Madison and a good Chicago style
pizza on the north side. Doughboys Pizza is where you want to go. They deliver to the Madison's east side, downtown, and, of course, the north side. You can call them right now, 608-467-3017. And, of course, my good friends over at Herbal Aspect here in Madison. Now, three Madison locations. You can go to University Avenue, Gammon Road, or Winnebago Street. You can also shop online at herbalaspect.com.
Cheese, cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Come for the homemade food and beer and stay for the live entertainment. 132 Market Street in Sun Prairie. See the full menu and upcoming events at fullmilebeercompany.com.
Here at the Aaron Weber Group, we love to find hidden gems. Hidden gems that aren't known or haven't been on the market for decades, and there's excitement around it. This new year, make your resolution about finding that perfect gem of a home. The Aaron Weber Group can do it. After all, even the word resolution has solution in it, and we're driven to find the perfect solution for you. Don't assume others can do it, and I'm pretty sure you know how that word breaks down. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass, at movetomadison.com.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road, plus igniteglassandgifts.com.
We're going out of town next month and need a cat sitter.
We use Hotel K Pet Sitting. You know, freebellyrubs.com.
Free belly rubs?
Yeah, Hotel K Pet Sitting. They're local and dependable. They feed our cats, put fresh water out, and even scoop the litter box. And they send daily messages with pictures giving us peace of mind while we're away.
For house sitting, cat sitting, and dog walks, it's Hotel K Pet Sitting. Reserve now at freebellyrubs.com. FreeBellyRubs.com.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
8:33 in Madison, Wisconsin, and across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network. Hope you're having a great night. Don't forget, you can join us, text us, make a request, do whatever you want. 844-967-2789.
Well, there's a flare.
Call or text us from the Civic Media app. That's the best way to do that. And let's say hello to our next guest of the evening, the guest of honor, actually.
Yes, no kidding.
On the phone with us right now from the north side of Madison, it is Rocker.
Rocker, good
evening, my friend.
What's happening, guys? It is so great to hear your voices.
Oh, Rocker, I miss you.
And I love that he started with a laugh. That just made me feel better right away. Honey, how are you? We miss you.
Oh, well, you know, I'm definitely...
Oh, no.
I was afraid of that. I was trying to conference Kevin in here, and I guess I didn't do it right. So hopefully Rocker will call us right back here.
Okay, Rocker, call back.
God. Hang up on Rocker. That's perfect.
Is Kevin still there?
Kevin is with us, though. Okay. Hi, Kevin.
Hey, how's it going?
Well, apparently we forgot
to
how to...
I was ready to hear from
him. Well, we are so happy to talk to you. Oh, happy New Year to you.
I need Rocker there to help. What a holiday Christmas, you know, surprise and wonder that we still have Rocker here after, you know, what a miracle moment that happened on the stage at the Gamma Ray. It still is it's something you'll always kind of process. You know, it was a real human moment. You know, where we all had to come together and do everything we could. You know, it was I wasn't gonna go down not fighting to keep Rocker here for Madison and for the whole world. You know?
Wow. So it's, that is amazing.
He did the real work, though, y'all. He did the real work. He fought his butt off to be here with us today, and it's I'm just so glad that I can be on a call with all of you celebrating Rocker being here in 2025.
Kevin, we're going to try to conference Rocker in here. Hopefully, I don't hang up on you. If I do, please call us back, okay? And let's see here. I think we have success. Rocker, you're with us now, aren't you?
I am. What's happening, guys?
Jimmy, it's okay. There's so many buttons over there. I always get scared.
Yeah, that's why I don't go and push those buttons. Rocker, okay, tell us how you are. Everybody, I think, is caught up that they know you are now home, which is, wow, that's fast. But how are you feeling?
Yeah. Well, you know, I had the CPR and the Lucas machine, which is this, look it up, Lucas machine, and you'll know exactly how my ribs feel.
Oh.
So that thing, you know, ends up breaking a couple of your ribs while it's, you know, pumping your heart. And, my heart stopped on stage. And luckily, you know, to tell you the truth, it was good that it happened in such a public arena. Because, I mean, everybody's there kind of watching you. And the moment that you fell down, people were jumping into, you know, help mode. And my son ran up and did some. And now this is only things I've heard because I really have no memory of the actual event. But, you know, and Kevin and another nurse and, you know, the paramedics were there in minutes. And so, spent a week in the hospital kind of learning what happened, learning what's going to happen. And what my recovery is going to be. And right now, I guess it looks pretty good. I feel pretty good. And, you know, I'm on a regimen of, you know, exercising and low sodium. I can only have a little bit of salt. You guys watch out for salt.
Yeah.
So, for the most part, I feel pretty good. And I'm really glad to be here. And I can't thank Kevin enough for, you know, all the work that they did helping out, running around and jumping into action. And, I mean, it's the reason I'm here today.
Ugh. Kevin, if you are still with us, Kevin Wilmot, owner of the Gamma Ray in Madison, have you ever had to, like, prepare or do something in this manner? I know you had mentioned you are trained in CPR, but, woof, this was really something.
Yeah, you know, I've worked in Madison music venues for over 12 years now, and you definitely are around medical emergencies, you know, sadly, you know, quite often in the industry, you know, but I've never really had to step in that serious of a situation. It was as real as it gets, you know, like Rocker said, it was, you know, it's really, you know, I had someone that, you know, said something to me and it really resonated with me. They were like, think about how, like, everything in the universe connected to Rocker being at the Gamma Ray Bar and you being able to be there to help with all of his family there. It was like everything led to that moment, Rocker, and it's a miracle that you're here, brother. And it was, like you said, it was really kind of, you know, a good thing that it was in such a public place and we could really jump into action. And you know, it's in those moments I'm very proud to become a leader, and I've taken over those moments, you know, at the Sylvie and at the Majestic and at the High Noon Saloon, you know, but never for someone, you know, as iconic and as, you know, he's a friend, you know, he was playing my venue at a holiday show, you know, so it was for me, it was just the seriousness of it being Rocker and being just a powerful moment with everyone being so connected to the spirit there. And it was just like, it was truly a miracle, and it's something I'll always carry with myself in a really beautiful way. You know, it was very powerful.
I've seen some of your recent Facebook posts, and I know Rocker has been talking a little bit about stepping up and doing something more. And I know this involves, the defibrillators or, you know, those kinds of things. And would people be surprised to know how expensive these are and that many venues don't have it?
It's a real thing. You know, I'm trained on a defibrillator as well. You know, it's been on the list of things that I need to get at the venue, but as an independent young space, it sadly isn't, you know, something you can really afford. Thousands of dollars. Not just that the batteries are thousands of dollars and the chargers are thousands of dollars. The whole thing carries a lot of cost, you know, and so.
And you have to take care of them.
You know, it definitely was a moment in my head where I was like, if I had a defibrillator, you know, and it's, you know, it's, you're like, with that said, though, it's just, you know, you just jump into action even deeper and you go, hey, next time I'm not going to let that happen. And I think that's kind of the beautiful course that we're trying to build here now. You know, mm-hmm. It's such a powerful moment, and it's a miracle that we can talk about how we can make venues, you know, and bars, I think, just in general, mm-hmm. in downtown or in Madison, more safe. You know, I think it's a real thing, and, you know, it definitely has inspired me to think about so many different ways that we can connect and teach about how to act in these moments.
Yeah, no kidding. I haven't had CPR since I was in high school.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Oh, my gosh.
I think it's something you have to do every once in a while to get recertified or something like that. Mm-hmm. Where, Kevin, what made you, how long ago have you been trained in CPR, and what made you want to get trained in CPR?
Yeah, I was, you know, when I was the manager of the bar at the Sylvie in the Majestic at FPC, Live Nation, I got trained there as a CPR defibrillator manager so that I could be on site and be able to, like, you know, assist with any of those types of situations. But honestly, as the bar manager, typically I, you know, find a medical emergency and I bring in, you know, the security team and they kind of take over from there. And So it's definitely different in independent spaces. You know, I think it's a different conversation when you look at how the independent venues work in the world versus, you know, someone as a conglomerate like Live Nation is, you know. So I think it's really kind of a cool moment where we can look at how can we support, you know, these more mom and pop independent venues to learn some of these things that, you know, Live Nation and FCC does do a good job of training on and facilitating those things in their bigger spaces.
Rocker, back to you then. I know this is something that's been on your mind too since you are learning. Yeah. Tell us a little bit about what you've been thinking about.
Well, it's ironic that Kevin, or maybe not ironic, but Kevin and I are just traveling down the same thought path, which is these independent venues across the state. You know, how many of them actually have units, or how many of them are actually trained, and, you know, what could we do? And so while I was literally conscious during the surgery and, you know, all you have to do is think, I thought, why not use some of my connections, the people that I know? Mm-hmm. So I reached out from my hospital bed from UW Hospital to Roy Elkins over at the Mamas, and he's also with the Whammies.
Yep.
And so I'm going to try to use this kind of as a platform to do exactly what Kevin was just saying, which is, you know, raise awareness, raise funds, and start making a database of who has fibrillators and CPR training, who doesn't, and then those who don't, you know, try and come up with funding to start putting this around. I'm sure it'll take a long time. But, you know, I think it's a good story. I think it's a good cause. I think it's for fans and musicians alike. And let's face it, we're all getting a little older as musicians and fans. And so, you know, I think it's a really important thing that bars have these facilities, live music venues specifically, I guess. And so, you know, I mean, nothing has happened. We're just like in a kind of a idea thought stage. I'd love to, you know, sit down with anyone and talk about it and kind of come up with a platform. You know, this is my Joey song moment. So, you know, this is something that I think that I could push for. I think I have a great story. I don't think anybody else is going to be like, hey, my name is Rocker and I died on stage. And this is why you need, you know.
Is that a radio tag right there, Rocker?
Or
what? Oh, no. That is a radio tag. So, I mean, and because of great people and their training and their speed and that I'm still here, you know? Yeah. So I'm super grateful to everyone.
Every second matters in those moments, you know, every second matters. And it's the more that you're trained and the more that you're prepared, it's a real thing, you know, it's a beautiful testament that you're here with us, Rocker, that we, you know, your son and everyone connected. I was like, who is this person that knows how to respond to all the commands? I was like, oh, it's Rocker's son. It was like, we all really took the moment and attacked, and that's what you have to do when someone's life is on the line, you know. And the more that you're prepared, and
yeah,
because, you know, you everybody has a moment of shock, right? Even I did, you know, and then you, and you just realize that no one else is here to do anything and you just go into it. You have to go into go mode and you make it happen, you know. And, you know, I don't know if you all know about the National Independent Venue Association,
NEVA. Yeah.
They're the ones that created, you know, the Save the Stage Act over COVID and create all the funding for independent venues to be able to stay sustainable. And honestly, a lot of them were able to make improvements on their venues because they were shut down, et cetera, right? So, but they, I was thinking about reaching out to them as well because the Gamma Rays joins NEVA. I just got the Rigby to join. Barrymore is a part of it. Baroque and Atwood Music Hall will be a part of it as well. And they're actually doing their convention in Milwaukee in June. So I've been trying to build a deeper relationship with them as well. And they have their own NEVA Cares program. And I bet we could maybe combine all of our forces and try to really connect and find a way to attack this thing in a real way. And I have a dream of maybe even offering the Gamma Ray Bar, you know, once a month where we can bring different bars or spaces in and do the trainings in the space. And we can, you know, have that be a free hub or a space so you can always have access to that type of training as well. I think, you know, because like you said, it's not just music venues, but bars and the whole downtown. And it's, you know, it's a really human thing. We're all organ donors, but most of us, we all are very empathetic and very, you know, connected to helping, but this is something that most of us aren't really ready to do until you're really put in that position. So I think it's important to really try to rise up in this moment and say, hey, Rocker's still here. Let's, like you said, I think that's the best tag I've heard in a long time. My name's Rocker, and I died on stage, you know?
You know, it's very rock and roll, isn't
it? Yeah, very much.
There was another
rock and roll.
There was a couple other things that Rocker said. First of all, this one here, it made me cry, but it made me laugh at the same time. It was a couple days after the incident. Rocker was in the hospital, and Rocker sent a message into the Max Inc. group chat that we all use for Plenty of Max Inc. Radio. Mm-hmm. And he goes, "I'm alive."
And that was it.
I'm alive.
The other thing, Rocker, that
the
other thing that you said to me that really hit home, and I think is true, but you said the local music scene saved your life. And that's special. That's very powerful.
You know, there's a lot of people to credit. The music scene was incredible. You know, my son, my wife, the paramedics in UW Hospital all added up to this giant, you know, saving my life and got me to health. But, you know, one of the greatest things that really blew me away was, you know, yeah, I mean, this happened in public, so it wasn't something I could really be private about. It's out there. So I thought, well, you know, why not? So I put, hey, I'm alive and I'm home. I put a couple messages on Facebook and Instagram, and the amount of love and outpouring of positivity and, you know, just some great things that were said. Brad Van of Droids Attack wrote a great piece because I've supported his music and loved him since he was like 17, you know? Mm-hmm. And so it was really great to see that kind of outpouring from that, which I think really, you know, it helps a lot. You know, when you are like, wow, you know, did this happen in a vacuum? And no, it didn't. Mm-mm. I mean, just literally thousands of people now have contacted me to talk about this. So it's it's a humbling experience. It's a very thankful experience, and you know, I got some things in front of me to conquer. But honestly, with the help and the positivity of my family and the music scene and the fans that are out there, you know, I'm on the mend.
And
so great.
We look forward to you getting strong, Rocker. We appreciate your time tonight. We love you, man, and get back here soon. Kevin, we love you too, man.
Kevin.
So good to hear your voice, Rocker, and to hear from you and Jimmy and Terry and everyone. It's like you said, you know, this is just the beginning. This is, you know, a beautiful start of a story that we can really change a lot of lives with, I think.
And we are here for all of it. Let us know how we can help.
It's going to be a beautiful thing.
Awesome.
Well, Kevin, have a great
love
night.
Love you both.
Thank you, Rocker. Love you. We'll talk to you soon, my
brother.
Good night.
All right. Let's love you all.
All right. Wow.
That was
crazy.
Amazing.
All right. We're out of here. Rob Roberts, he's sticking around. He has a double dip of the Jimmys coming up. Right now, Clyde Stubblefield and the parties in the kitchen. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Down.
brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
The Badgers.
Feeds Max, fakes the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Fades.
Pivots, fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts at a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk, Steven Crow hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Skilled trade workers are the backbone of every community and also the Army National Guard. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and in every other trade needed to accomplish the mission. These soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Details of the Facebook recordings allegedly made by the man police say rammed a truck into people on Bourbon Street in New Orleans hours before the attack have been reviewed by ABC News. Samsud Din Jabbar tells his family that he joined ISIS earlier in 2024 and wanted to do something big to focus the country on what he calls the war between the believers and disbelievers. The New Orleans Saints and the NFL donating $1 million to victims of the deadly Bourbon Street attack. 2 days of public viewing of the late President Jimmy Carter's flag-draped casket started at the Carter Center in Atlanta. It follows a service there for center staff and family members. His son Chip Carter spoke.
I took over the farm from him. He liked that because he was able to boss me around every day.
60 million people in the U.S. under snow and or ice alerts. The storm's moving east. This is ABC News.